Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for Attorney General.
Paid for by Friends of Gantner Drummond 2022.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market gave some back after a pretty strong day yesterday. The June live cattle down $1.62 at $136.20. The August live's down $1.34 at $134.92. October's down $1.25 at $141.05. The December's down $1.22 at $146. The June's here winding down the last couple of days of trading. The cash mark today was around $138, it looks like. There was some $145 bid up in Nebraska, but 6,000 head in Kansas at $138. So $138 looks like that's going to be the number this week, which is above the June live cattle by $1.70 here at the end. The feeder cattle market was lower as well, 215 or so lower in the August at 173.15. The September's down $1.90 at 175.35. October feeders down $1.65 at 177.32. We're starting to see some cattle on feed estimates come out from all the various news agencies. Looks like the on feed number June 1st is somewhere around 101.5%. The placements in May are about 100%. And then marketing's 103%. So we'll see. That report is in 2 days. It's Friday after the close. That report will come out.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
In today's grain futures market, generally weaker here. The wheat sold off right at the very end of the day. July Kansas City down 4.25 at 10.37, about 30 cents off the 10.66 high. So that's a pretty significant turnaround. The September down 4.75, December Kansas City down 5.5 at 10.53. Chicago wheat 1-2 lower. And keep in mind, this was the strongest contract pretty much all day, right until the very end. The bean market 27 lower in July at 16.55. November about 14.80, down 30.5. The corn up 5 in July, down 8 in September, down 8 in December. So there's some action in those old crop, new crop spreads like the July-September corn, July, November beans, etc. And one of the reasons we're seeing a little bit of pressure here is there's some normal rains forecasted in the next 10 days or so for the Midwest. And so if you start getting rain forecasted, normal indications of a normal crop year, the December corn and November beans will start to be a little bit heavy as that crop develops, and there are less fear that we lose it. Yesterday's crop condition was 68% good to excellent for the soybeans. The corn crop 70% good to excellent. So the crop is really pretty good. Of course, it's really early, and there could still be issues, but right now the forecasts are for normal weather.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.